Agutavach, in today's halacha, we're going to discuss the day of Pesach Sheni, the background of it, the customs that are associated with it, and its details. Pesach Sheni, in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, Hashem gave a command that a person that was unable to bring the Pesach offering on the 14th of Nisan, when all of Klal Yisrael had brought it, either due to this person being Tameh, impure, or being a certain distance from Yerushalayim, in which case he couldn't make it there, then the Torah obligated this individual to bring the Pesach sacrifice again, meaning to make up as Tashlumin, on the 14th of Iyar, 1 month later. The actual name Pesach Sheni, the second Pesach, the Rebbe delves into regarding its source, where it came from. Originally, in the sources, we find it's called Pesach Ze'ira, the small Pesach, and not the second Pesach. But the Alter Rebbe in the Siddur does call it Pesach Sheni, and so is the common name today. It's brought down in the Meir Be'etzba of the Chidah and Rav Chaim Falaji in Meir L'Kol Chai. The Pesach Sheni is a day of joy, that one should increase in joy out of the happiness of this day, that we are able to make up this mitzvah of bringing the Korban Pesach. It's recorded in the Shlach Kaddish, brought down in the Kaf HaChaim, and the Rebbe mentioned this a number of times, that it is proper to learn the laws of the Pesach Sheni, of the second Pesach sacrificial lamb, on Pesach Sheni itself. These laws can be found in the Rambam, in the Laws of Korban Pesach, Chapter 5, starting from Halacha 1. The customs associated with this day, Tachanun. As the Alter Rebbe writes in the Siddur, Tachanun is omitted on Pesach Sheni, which is the entire 14th of Iyar, so Shachris and Mincha, we don't say Tachanun. Regarding the 13th of Iyar, which this year was Erev Shabbos, so we do say Tachanun, so meaning in Shul, we did say Tzitkascha after Mincha, because you do say Tachanun on Erev Pesach Sheni. Regarding Kriyashon Shalamita, on the night of the 14th, some write that you don't say Tachanun Kish Shalamita even after Chatzais, even if it's on Matzei Shabbos and it's after Chatzais, you don't say, just like we don't say Tachanun on the day of the 14th of Pesach Sheni. Regarding Matzei Pesach Sheni, if we say Tachanun. So the Rebbe discussed this matter in a number of talks, and the Rebbe's conclusion was actually indecisive, and the Rebbe stated that it's left in a question whether one should or should not omit Tachanun from Kirsha Almita on Matzah Pesach Sheni, which is the night of the 15th. On the day of the 15th, according to everyone, Tachanun is to be recited. The reason for the doubt on Matzah Pesach Sheni is because although the sacrifice was brought on the 14th, but when was the meat eaten of the lamb? The meat was only eaten on the night of the 15th, just like in the first month that it was brought in Nisan, that we bring the korban on the 14th, but we actually eat the meat on the night of the Seder, which is the 15th. So that is the reason behind the question of when it should, of when Tachanun is to be omitted regarding that night. In other customs, we find some that do not at all omit Tachanun on Pesach Sheni. And in fact, it's interesting to note that this was one of the major attacks that the Misnagdim had against the Chassidim. And it was part of the reasons of the Cherem of 1772 against the Chassidim, being that the Chassidim omitted Tachanun on Pesach Sheni, and they held feasts on that day, even when it was part of Bahab. Nevertheless, it is brought down in many different Peskim. The idea of omitting Tachanun is brought down in the Siddur of the Shlach, in the El Yerab, the Shalmei Tzibur, the Siddur of the Yavitz, Shari Ephraim, Deishel Avram Abuchach. However, the Prima Godim does write in numerous places that Tachanun is to be recited on Pesach Sheni. Practically, as we said, this is not the custom. There are also customs to omit Tachanun for 7 days, which is Tashlumin for the Korban Pesach, just like during Nisan you had until the end of Pesach to bring the Korban, so too, over here they gave Tashluma, but practically this is not the widespread custom. We're going to talk now a little bit about the custom of Matzah. So it's a minhag Yisrael to eat matzah in honor of Pesach Sheni. This is a more Hasidish minhag. It's brought down that this minhag was started by Talmidei HaBaal Shem Tov, and it's a widespread Hasidish minhag. It's brought down that in Lita, in Litvish, they did not keep this minhag. Maaser Rav brings that the Gra did not eat matzah on Pesach Sheni, and so is also brought in other sources of the Litvish minhagim. When is one to eat matzah? So there are 3 different times that are brought down in different svarim to eat matzah. One is on the night of the 14th, Another is on the day of the 14th, and another is on Matzah the 14th. And each one has different reasons. Practically, the Chabad custom is, as the Rebbe writes in letters, to eat the matzah on the day of the 14th, and not the night, and not the night after. Specifically during the meal of the day of the 14th. However, the Rebbe did mention that those that are scrupulous actually eat matzah three times to be able to say all the opinions. So they eat matzah the night of the 14th, the day of the 14th, and Matzah the 14th.